الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. يقول الله تعالى: وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين. وقال تعالى: قل إن تخفوا ما في صدوركم أو تبدوه يعلمه الله. وقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام: إنما الأعمال بالنيات، وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى، فمن كانت هجرته إلى الله ورسوله فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله إلى آخر الحديث، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers, elders, students, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's the first probably week of the new year for many of us, and many are still yet to come. And I've come for Jum'ah after the summer period. I had a holiday also from delivering the Jum'ah khutbah. I was thinking, what topic should I talk about on the first week? And whilst I was thinking, I thought that one of the major and the most important aspects of our religion, of our deen, of Islam, which is very important, it's one of the most important, significant and relevant and very important, but at the same time the most easiest thing. It's the most highest act of ibadah, one of the major acts of ibadah, of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one of the most significant things, but at the same time it's the most easiest to do and practice without any difficulties, hardships, without having to spend some money, without having to do anything. It's the most easiest thing which a person can do. And this is known in Arabic as a niyyah, translation of which in English is intention. And this is what I want to talk about today briefly. You see, niyyah and intention in Islam plays a great role. It's one of the most important things of our deen, as I just mentioned. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before the hadith, the verse of the Qur'an, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. That we, as Muslims, they have been ordered by from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever they do, whatever action, whatever practice, whatever worship and ibadah they carry out, then they should do so, لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, with sincerity, with a clear, firm, good and sincere intention. And also in another verse, Allah says, قُلْ إِن تُخْفُوا مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ أَوْ تُبْدُوهُ يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهُ. And whatever you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever's in your heart, قُلْ إِن تُخْفُوا مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ أَوْ تُبْدُوهُ, or you do it apparently and openly, both of them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows of, and He is in, has knowledge of that. The hadith, which is a very famous hadith, and this hadith, the saying of our beloved Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is talks about intention and shows and signifies the importance of intention, and because of the importance of intention and because of the importance of the hadith, most of the hadith scholars, you see Sahih al-Bukhari, the book Al-Jami' al-Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, and many other scholars of hadith and many others also, they started, commenced and initiated their respected books with this hadith. Hadith narrated by Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, a great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Actions are according to intentions. The word إِنَّمَا in Arabic signifies, as the Arabic language people who know will know also, that إِنَّمَا لِلْحَسْرِ, which means that actions are only, the reward of actions will only be gained, attained and achieved with intention. If there's no intention, then there'll be no reward on that particular action, that particular ibadah, worship. So actions are according to intention. وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَىٰ. And whatever a person does, each person, whatever intention he makes, he will receive accordingly. He will gain accordingly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him according to his intention. If he has an intention of pleasing Allah, then he will get the reward. And then the hadith further along goes, and where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. That whoever migrates and makes hijrah for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, and only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then surely his hijrah is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hadith was, well, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this in the context of a story which happened when a person was supposed to, he proposed to a woman to get married to in Medina al-Munawwara. And she said, no, unless you don't come and migrate to Medina, I won't marry you. So this person, he said, okay, he left Mecca and he migrated, made hijrah for the purpose of marrying this particular woman. And this man, because of this, was known amongst the Sahaba as Muhajir Ummi Qais. Muhajir Ummi Qais. Now this person is the migrator for that woman. So the Prophet ﷺ said, if you're hijrah, see the same thing you're doing, if you're migrating for Allah, then you will get the reward. But if you're migrating to earn wealth, if you're migrating to marry somebody, if you're migrating to get the pleasures of this world, then that's it, you won't get no reward for it. فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى دُنْيَا يُصِيبُهَا أَوْ إِمْرَأَةٍ يَتَزَوَّجُهَا فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. Now whatever you do your hijrah and migration for, then that's what you will get. If you go to, if you make hijrah and migrate in order to marry somebody, then you look at that person and you marry, but you won't get no reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this intention, as some scholars say, that intention is a weapon of a believer. It's the most significant, and it's really, really important and really easy to do. You see, intention, you don't have to. You don't have, there's no hardship, there's no difficulties, there's no physical hardship, there's no money you have to spend, you just, it's a niyyah to amalul qalb, it's the action of the heart. You don't have to even say it verbally. You see, many times people think that intention is such that when I pray salah, I am praying salah behind this imam and my face is directing towards the qibla and the ka'ba and I am in Jamaat for University Hall and two rak'at and all of that. That's not necessary. If somebody does that in order to remind himself, then okay, that's another case. But it's not necessary. Intention is in the heart, so much so that the scholars and the fuqaha, the jurists, they explain that if one of the masalas, if a person was coming to pray salah, you know, to pray salah, intention niyyah is fard, it's compulsory. Without intention, your salah is invalid and void. It's not acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person had an intention in his heart and in his mind that he is coming to pray dhuhr salah, and he left his classroom or whatever, and he came and he's walking and he's coming to the hall to pray dhuhr prayer, in his mind he's thinking that I'm coming to pray dhuhr prayer. He comes into the hall here and then the jama'ah, the congregation is starting, he comes in the first row, the first saf, and he says, by mistake, in his heart and mind, he knows he's praying Dhuhr, but by mistake he says, I am praying the way to Salat al-Asr, for example, that I am praying 4 rak'at of Asr prayer, and he performs the Salah, his Salah will be valid. Why? Intention in the mind and heart was Dhuhr, even though verbally he made a mistake. Contrary to that situation, if a person was thinking from his hall all the way coming down that I am praying Asr, 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 and really it was Dhuhr prayer, and when he came here by mistake he said I am praying Dhuhr, it was really not, it was right because it was Dhuhr prayer, but he kept on thinking he's praying Asr, and he's thinking in his heart and mind he's praying Asr, but from his mouth the word Dhuhr came out, which was the Dhuhr prayer, then even though he said the right thing, his salah will not be valid. This is what the ulama explained. This is the importance of intention. It's, intention is in the heart. It's not verbally, it's not with your tongue and mouth. Intention, al-niyat wa amalul qalb, it's in the heart and in the mind. You can say it by all means, it's permissible. And if somebody needs to remind himself, then by all means, say it with the mouth, but it's not necessary. As some people think that the action is invalid unless you say it verbally. That's not right. So, this I'm talking about intention is that each and every act or every practice, everything we do in this world, whether it's a religious thing or whether it's a worldly thing, you make the right intention, you will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is eating, he's going to fill his stomach anyway, he's going to eat, he eats 2 times a day, he has breakfast. Just make the intention in your heart, in your mind, that I am eating in order to gain strength, power, and this strength I will utilize it in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the service of deen, and in doing noble and good activities, getting myself involved in good and noble activities, then eating this food, you will be eating at the same time, but you will get the reward for eating also. A person is doing business transactions, he sits and goes to the factory, he goes to his office, he goes to work in the factory. This person, he makes the intention, he's going to do business anyway, he's going to earn, acquire money, wealth anyway. But he makes the intention that I am earning money because this is a farz, a compulsory, an obligation on me, set down by, prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, in the hadith it's been mentioned, in the Quran also, وَابْتَغُوا مِن فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, that seek the provision, sustenance and the wealth which Allah has ordained and determined for you. And in the hadith, كَسْبُ الْحَلَالِ فَرِيضَةٌ بَعْدِ الْفَرِيضَةِ, that to earn halal provision, sustenance and wealth and halal money is a farz, it's obligatory, compulsory, necessary, just as other faraidah. He makes this intention that this money I am earning, why? Because Allah has made it compulsory upon me that I should feed myself and my family and my wife and my children, and I have to look after them. This is a responsibility, a duty upon me prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this intention, he will be going to the same factory, he won't go to another factory, he'll be going to the same office, not another office, he'll be doing the same work, not another type of work, but the difference between the two will be a major. He will get reward by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, a person goes to the hospital, he's working in the hospital, he sees he's going to work anyway. He'll have patients there, and or a doctor to his surgery, he has patients there, people come and visit him. He's going to work anyway, but the intention he makes that I am looking after these patients, I'm prescribing their medicines, etc., with the intention of doing good to a fellow Muslim or a human being. In Islam, it's not just Muslims, we are supposed to do good to the whole of humanity, whole of humanity. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be merciful for the whole of humanity, not just to the Muslims. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, we have sent you as a source of mercy, not just for the Muslims. He didn't say رَحْمَةً لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ, رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, we sent you as a source of mercy for the whole of humanity and mankind. So when we do something, we work in the hospital also, make the intention that this is, I am looking after and showing mercy and helping and assisting for a fellow Muslim. In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that a person cannot be complete believer until you like for your brother, Muslim brother, as well as a fellow human being, what you like for your own self. So doing good to somebody, intention is this, you'll get the reward for it also. So this is why I'm mentioning this today, that we are all studying here, people, some people are doing law, some are in politics, some are in medicine, some are in all various different sciences and different subjects. We should make an intention from now that whatever we're doing, this is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will utilize whatever we learn and whatever we gain for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in doing service for the deen of Islam, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen, which is Islam, and we will utilize it. If you do a degree in politics, then use your knowledge in order to help and assist the Muslims. If you are becoming a doctor and you're studying medicine and medical science, then you use that expertise and that knowledge you have to help fellow Muslims. If the sisters who are studying, then they will utilize that to help other Muslim sisters. We need Muslim sisters today also in the medical profession, where our Muslim sisters have to go to non-Muslim doctors in order when they are sick and ill. So we need Muslim sisters also in that field. If somebody is studying business, then make this intention that first of all, of course, it's an obligation on me. I will provide for my family, and then that money I will provide for the Muslim community in general. I will try to make the economy of the Muslim better. So these are the intentions we make, and intention should be made straight away. You see, you don't have to go and do something. So I hope everybody's made the intention right now. Intention is something which you never wait for. Straight away you make the intention. In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, مَنْ هَمَّ بِحَسَنَةٍ فَلَهُ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلَةً. So a person makes the intention of doing something good. You haven't done it yet. You've just made the intention in your heart and mind that I will do something good, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes it down as one blessing, one reward. كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لَهُ حَسَنَةً, one complete and full reward, just by intention. And then if you do it, if you do it after that, the intention which you made, you practice upon it, then كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَشْرَ حَسَنَاتٍ, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write 10 rewards for you. And this is taken from the Quran, where Allah says, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. The whoever does, performs, carries out a good deed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him 10 rewards. So you make an intention now, you've already received one reward. And on the other hand, if you make an intention of something evil, Remember, intention doesn't play part in evil. You don't make an intention that I am going to do intention that I'm going to drink alcohol, for example. That is, of course, totally haram. Intention, as I was saying, that intention makes all worldly things religious things. See, eating, drinking, sleeping, walking, talking, studying, whatever you do, driving a car, whatever you're doing, you make a right intention, you will get the reward. You become a religious and a deeni and a something connected to Islam. Everything you do from the time you wake up in the morning till the time you go to bed, each and every act you do during your day, you will get reward for that just by merely changing your slight intention. But remember, intention is only in permissible things. You can't make an intention in an unlawful, haram, forbidden, sinful act and think that I will get a reward for that. No, only in permissible things. So make an intention for every permissible thing, you will get the reward. So the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَمَنْ هَمَّ سَيِّئَةً. If a person makes an intention of an evil, of a sin, then this person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not write anything. And then if he stays away, abstains and refrains from that particular intention of sin which he made, then because you stayed away from it, after making the intention, Allah writes one reward for that. And then if you do practice upon the evil, the sin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes just one thing. So you make an intention for good, for something good, you get one reward already. And then if you practice it, you get 10 rewards. If you make the intention of evil, nothing's written. And then if you leave that evil, then you get one reward. That doesn't mean you make the intention for the evil and then say, let me leave it, forget one reward, no. But this is if somebody's already made an intention that today I'll go and do this for whatever, some kind of sin. And then after that, he abstains and refrains from it, then one reward for that. And then if he does that, then just one sin. And that sin as well is just there until you repent. Allah is waiting. He's told the angels that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, wa huwa a'lam. But he told the angels that wait until he repents. And once this person repents, أَتَائِبُ مِنَ ذَنْبِ كَمَا لَا ذَنْبَ لَا. The person who repents from his sins is as though he has never ever committed a sin. It's totally clean, rubbed off. There's nothing on the balance, nothing on the books. Even the angels are made, they forget it. So this is the aspect of intention. So intention in whatever you do, and this normally people when they do business, I've mentioned this a lot of times to the business people, that you're doing business transactions day and night, you are doing business, just make the intention, and even doing business, you'll get reward for it. So with intention, even permissible worldly things become religious things and you get reward for it. And there's a lot of other hadith also, one or two hadith regarding intention, and then I will inshallah conclude. In a hadith mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari, once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the companions, he said that إِذَا قَاتَلَ الْمُسْلِمَانِ بِصَيْفَيْهِمَا فَالْقَاتِلُ وَالْمَقْتُولُ فِي النَّارِ. That if two Muslims are fighting amongst themselves, then the person, and one died, one killed the other, he said, both of them will enter into the fire of hell. Two Muslims are fighting and one killed the other, both of them will go directly straight away into the fire of hell. The companions, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ, they asked, that, O Prophet of Allah, هَذَا الْقَاتِلُ فَمَا بَالُ الْمَقْتُولُ. This, okay, we understand, this person he killed, and he's a killer, he's a murderer, by all means, he'll go into the fire of hell. But the one who got killed, why did he go to the fire of hell? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَرِيصًا عَلَى قَتْلِ صَاحِبِهِ. That this person, he had an intention to kill his the other person who he was fighting with. Because they were both fighting, if he didn't, had not killed him, then he would have killed him. So because of his intention of killing him, he will go directly into the fire of hell. You see, so intention as well sometimes takes you into the fire of hell. So this is very important that we make intention. There's other hadith also, and I want to leave that. There's another aspect which I want to talk about in 2-3 minutes. So this is the first responsibility which I just talked about for all of us. Students especially, that we make an intention, correct our intention, whatever we're studying, make the right intention, we will get reward. Another thing which is very important, and this is a whole totally new subject which inshallah I will talk about some other time, which is that when we live in this environment, especially in England generally, in the West generally, England generally, and especially in the university atmosphere especially, which is that it is a responsibility upon us, all of us, Muslims, male and female, that we make da'wah of Islam to non-Muslims. This is very important. Today we do all aspects of things about Islam, we think we're involved in many different activities of Islam, and this is the fundamental thing. the thing and the aspect for which all the prophets were sent, to call people towards, save them from the fire of hell, and call them from the worshipping of the servant to the worship of Allah. من تجارة من عبادة العبيد إلى عبادة الله. That from the worship of the servants of Allah to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. This is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent, and all the different prophets. And this is one of the foremost obligation upon every Muslim. And we living in this environment, all Muslims in England, and especially where here, we will be questioned and asked about it on the day of Qiyamah. That you had an opportunity to give da'wah to Muslims, to non-Muslims towards Islam, call them, invite them towards Islam. This doesn't mean we go to somebody who's our friend, okay, when are you becoming a Muslim? Tomorrow, now? No, that's not the way. Allah says in the Quran, "Udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'idati al hasana." Call towards your Lord with wisdom and with good advice, with your action. Al-insanu antaqu bihalihi bin maqalihi. The scholars say that a man, an insan, a human being, is more effective with his action than his speech. Your action is such that the people will see that this person, an angel walking on the face of the earth. This is how the Muslims are. Your akhlaq, your manner, your character, the way you deal with people. You never fight, you never quarrel, you never argue. And this is what the Messenger of Allah, how many people became Muslims just by looking at the character, the manner, the akhlaq, the adab of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The wife of Abu Lahab, she used to throw stones and glass and keep it on the path where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to walk. And once when she did not leave it, she was ill, the Messenger of Allah went to her house to see that, what's wrong with you, how come today you haven't put any glass for me? So this is the Messenger of Allah, that he used to even treat non-Muslims properly. It doesn't mean that we just treat Muslims in a good way, that Muslims are good, حتى الحب لأخي. No, even Muslims, our act, our character, manner, akhlaq should be good with the Muslims, as well as non-Muslims. We live in our neighborhood, our next door neighbor, give them food sometimes, if it's Christians, Hindus, Sikhs, whatever. Normally, everybody will listen to you, except for one nation, which I don't want to mention about, but your neighbors, whether they're Christians, whether they're Hindus, Sikhs, go to them. If somebody becomes ill, go and visit them. This is the best. This is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go in your locality to all the non-Muslims. If they need something, go and buy it for them. If it's an old lady living next to you, she's a widow, she's an old lady, 60, 70 years old, go and ask her, that, do you want something? Should I go and buy something for you? Regardless whether she's a Muslim or non-Muslim. Your action will show that you're a Muslim. And when people will see that the Muslims are such, then without you even giving da'wah, without you even inviting them towards Islam, they will accept Islam. But today, Muslim people are running away from Islam. Why? Because our actions are such that we are being a preventive cause. We are being a preventive cause, or we are the cause for them not entering into Islam. Because they see the actions of the Muslims, that these are Muslims. Whenever you see a khutbah there, somebody outside the masjid, then there's two Muslims there. Whenever you see any kind of dispute in the factory, in the workplace, there's Muslims there. You see the non-Muslims, you won't find that many arguments and disputes, it's only Muslims. They have taken everything from us. Our action and akhlaq, the Messenger, the character of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that, and the books are full of this in the hadith, I don't want to go into the details. So this is what we need to do, that we need to make our akhlaq, manner, character to the utmost best, and with that, when the time comes, give da'wah, invite the non-Muslims towards Islam, and inshallah, slowly, slowly, a time will come soon, if not, if it hasn't come already, that people will come, that khuluna fi dinillahi afwaja, that in flocks they will enter into the deen of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the ability to practice on what I've mentioned, and also you, wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله أحمده تعالى وأشكره على نعمه الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده يا ربنا لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك سبحانك اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا لربوبيته وإرغاما لمن جحد به وكفر وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وأسوتنا وقائدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين وأوصيكم أيها المسلمون ونفسي المذنبة بتقوى الله تعالى كما قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين أما بعد فيا عباد الله إن من أهم الأشياء في ديننا هي النية فالنية هي صلاح المؤمن الذي يغير العمل الدنيوي الخالص إلى العمل الديني فقد روى الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لامرئ ما نوى فمن كانت هجرته إلى الله ورسوله فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله ومن كانت هجرته إلى دنيا يصيبها أو امرأة يتزوجها فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه وجاء في حديث آخر رواه الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال إذا اقتتل المسلمان بسيفيهما فالقاتل والمقتول في النار فقال قائل هذا المقتول فما بال القاتل فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنه كان حريصا على قتل صاحبه وأيضا سئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن رجل يقاتل في الجهاد حميئة ويقاتل شجاعة ويقاتل رياء فأي ذلك في سبيل الله فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قاتل لتكون كلمة الله هي العليا فهو في سبيل الله فقال الله تعالى أيضا وما أمروا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين وقال تعالى قل إن تخفوا ما في صدوركم أو تبدوه يعلمه الله وقال أيضا لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث آخر إن الله لا ينظر إلى أجسامكم ولا إلى صوركم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وعمالكم فهذه النصوص من القرآن والسنة تشعر أساس في عمل المسلم فإنما ينوي شيئا فيكون له أجرا كاملا وعندما لا ينوي فلا يكون له أجرا أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافي مزيده، أحمده تعالى وأشكره على نعمه. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، اتقوا الله فيما أمر، وانتهوا عما نهى عنه وزجر، وأخرجوا حب الدنيا عن قلوبكم، فإنه إذا استولى أثر. واعلموا أن الله تعالى قد أمركم بشيء بدأ فيه بنفسه، فقال عز من قائل عليما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اغفر المؤمنين والمؤمنات، والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. ونعوذ بك اللهم من شرورهم. اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، واخذل من خذل دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا ولمشايخنا ولوالدينا ولأرباب الحقوق علينا ولسائر المسلمين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استووا استقيموا واعتدلوا، go straight. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. القارعة، ما القارعة، وما أدراك ما القارعة؟ يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث، وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش. فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية، وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية. وما أدراك ما هي؟ نار حامية. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الحمد لله كثيرا طيبا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.